We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Welcome to our podcast today. This is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. Oh,
hey,
you started today. That's different.
Yes, I was going to say, okay, listeners, you didn't hear Tressa's voice first. We're changing it up on you. So what's new, Tressa? What's up?
Okay, what's up?
I don't know. Up? That's work funny. What's up? What we're going to talk about. I'm trying to make a joke.
Okay, so what we're going to talk about, why Tiffany's laughing, is the benefits of rebounding.
Okay, so rebounding, we said in a previous podcast, Teresa purchased a trampoline and she's trampolining. I know that's not a word. I don't even know how to say it. You're trampolining, right? And so we said that we would chat about it a little bit. And so here we are. That's what we're doing.
So my friend Tony and I were talking about these mini trampolines. And I'm like, I'm going to get one. So I got online and I bought one. They're not that expensive either. So I don't know. I paid $69 or something. And I wanted one with a handle because my balance is crappy. So I want to be able to hold on to something in case I'm going to just take a wipe out. But
okay. The visual is just, I'm not trying to laugh, but so something people need to know about me, when people fall, I think I can't not laugh. So I'm sorry. I refocus.
So if I fell down and got hurt, Tiffany would be laughing and I would be on the floor, you know, whatever. Cool. No, I'm joking.
No, I would probably laugh first.
Yeah.
And then I would help you when I stop laughing.
So in researching the benefits of trampolining, I actually love that word. It's so interesting. I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I hit a gold mine with getting this, really.
Well, I have to say, it seems to be really up and coming because I was just like researching a little bit and articles I was reading, it's like it's up and coming and people are doing it. And there's NIH studies and studies from NASA. And obviously we'll talk about the benefits, but I'll start with the definition and then just because that's kind of what I do, but it's trampolining or rebound exercise. I need to start saying rebound exercise. It says it's a type of elastically leveraged low impact exercise usually performed on a rebounder, which is a mini trampoline. It says it's gaining popularity because it's gentle on the joints and it allows you to work your cardiovascular system. So is that kind of why you started?
Well, I just bought one because Tony was saying it's such good exercise, whatever. I didn't know what it would do, but I will tell you this. You know those places where you can go sky, whatever, you could go jumping on trampolines, the kids go?
We have one here called, I think, Adrenaline. No, it's not Adrenaline. It's something here. It's a trampoline park.
It's an indoor trampoline, full-blown trampolines, okay? A group of us adults decided we're going to go to this trampoline park and have fun and get, so everyone's like, okay, get tickets online. You know, you buy increments, you know, of minutes to trampoline, okay?
Okay.
So we're like, okay, how long should we do it? Half an hour? What? You know? And so I think most of us bought a half an hour and a couple of them bought 15 minutes.
Okay.
When I got on there, I think I jumped for maybe 2 minutes and I was already tired.
Wow.
Yeah. I was dizzy. I was tired. I was... And if you fall, it's hard to get up because everyone's trampolining around you. Okay.
So you've got all
you
the bouncing.
Fall to the side and get up.
Okay.
Okay. So we're like, we can trampoline for 20 minutes. Are you kidding me? Well, some of the guys got the 15 minute one, so we swapped with them. We gave them our 20 minute, you know, sticker on our shirt, and they, you know, we swapped because that's a lot of work being on a full blown trampoline.
Yes, I could see that. You know, I'm trying to think back. It's been a couple of years because, you know, just COVID and stuff. But I took my kids to a trampoline, a birthday party. And I remember they were just running around like crazy for a solid hour. You know, kids are different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they had a ball. But I just, I mean, I was a spectator because it was a party, you know, for the kids. So I didn't do it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, if you decide to do it, you get like 10 minute trampolining. That's it. Okay. That's all you're going to pay for. Because you're going to be exhausted. It's exhausting. So, but this little thing, this little guy, this trampoline with my handle, I thought it was like more portable with the handle, but it kind of isn't. I mean, I could take the handle off and stick it in my car. Because I was thinking, oh, it'd be a good idea to take it to work and set it up in the parking lot. And at lunch, I can trampoline.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. That's, I can jump. Yeah. I put it together in the parking lot at work. And once I snapped it down, so, you know, it snaps as full-blown, you know, circle. I couldn't get it undone. But thank God it fit right in the back of my car. So it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's very cool. And it has a nice little handle. I feel very safe on it. First time I went on it, I had my tennis shoes on, which you're not supposed to. And I figured that out after the fact. I read the directions after the fact. But I went online and I'm like, okay, find a YouTube mini trampoline exercising.
So
I found some YouTube set lessons for doing that. And it was really good.
So how was your, okay, so you could only do like 2 minutes on the big trampoline. What was the difference on the small trampoline? Could you, how long?
Okay, these are like 10 to 15 minute sessions.
Okay.
And you're not jumping all over the place. So I did a modified session on my own. You know, I watched her, but I did modified. But you don't have to jump high to get the benefits. You
move.
Yes.
Move.
I mean, you're bouncing a little, you know, you get on it, and you start bouncing. Your feet do not have to leave the trampoline to do that.
Got it. Okay. So I'm getting the visual because when I was looking up about like how to start and I thought to myself, well, you just jump, right? But no, like they tell you, you know, you want to warm up and then there's a basic jog and that's for beginners. And then there's an advanced jog where you can move around the trampoline and then jumping jacks. There's a pelvic floor bounce. There's intervals, there's weights. So like, and how I listed those are like how you progress, you know, like, so you're starting basic and go all the way up to like interval training and weights on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I really didn't leave the trampoline, you know, my feet didn't leave the trampoline much when I did it. But I did move my arms. I was able to let go of the bar.
Your balance was good enough.
So yeah, I felt safe. So I did that and, I actually really liked it.
Did you get dizzy at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's one of the things they said, be cautious of, I guess, because when you start, you could be dizzy. So that was interesting. You felt dizzy on the bigger trampoline because that's one of the.
Oh, they said that. Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Like it literally says you might feel a bit dizzy or lightheaded after the first two first couple times on a mini trampoline.
Oh, okay. No, I was good. But I wasn't going crazy either.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't, you know. So, no, I felt okay with that. You know, there's some interesting statistics or facts or what have you about rebounding for your health. One thing that was said was, you mentioned NASA. They did some research that 50% the trampoline rebounding, rebounding is 50% more effective for fat burning and cardiovascular than running.
Okay. So
they did a study.
Yeah. That's, I actually read that and that shocked me a little bit, how much more effective and how hard, like how much more work you get out of the cardiovascular system and with the less stress on your joints. So, you know, kind of the same thing.
Yes.
It says here, jumping on a trampoline can be up to 68% more effective than treadmill jogging. NASA said that too.
Wow.
68%. So clearly, you know, there's huge benefit.
There's a lot of pounding that goes on with your joints when you're running, when you're on the treadmill, when you're, so right. This is like you said, low impact. They say also it's good for people with arthritis.
Okay. Right.
And
so you can get a workout.
Osteoporosis.
Okay.
Yeah. It helps build bone density.
And a lot less stress on your legs. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Also, they said 10 minutes on the rebounder is equivalent to 30 to 40 minutes running.
Holy cow.
Isn't that interesting?
Why would, I mean, I, there was a short period in my life where I ran and it lasted for like a week, a week of my life.
Okay, I hear you.
I'm not a runner. Even when I would exercise daily, I mean, it was kickboxing classes or step aerobics. I just didn't run. So if you think of like running, I would do anything besides running. So 10 minutes on a trampoline versus running sounds like a great idea.
And you sweat. I'm telling you, you sweat. I sweat anyway, but it makes me sweat.
Well, I found a picture online and it has the bodies are jumping on a trampoline. And then it tells you like every part of your body that benefits from rebound exercise. So your muscles, of course, it's going to firm and tone them. Your brain, well, that's just your mental health because you're exercising. Increasing oxygen to your cells, which is increasing circulation, help improving cardiovascular, which we touched on. Let's see. Oh, it's fun. So that was a good mental health thing. And some of the other things we said, and just working your abdominal core. Do you feel like that's, I mean, my core is crap. I mean, I've had two C-sections, you know, I mean, I've really probably never had a strong abdominal core, but definitely after having my C-sections, it's worse.
Well, you got to pay attention, obviously, when you're jumping. So you do tighten your core because it's about balance, right? Other than that, you can be flying all over the place. So you got to pay attention. Then when you jump up, you tighten your core. You know what I mean? When you're jumping up, just think about
sure.
When you jump up naturally. What else? Oh my gosh. I mean, there's so much. It helps improve your alignment, balance, strength, body awareness, circulation, blood flow. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, I think this little thing, I never thought that this little trampoline can be so powerful, really. You said it helps your brain. It strengthens brain and body relationship to gravity.
Oh,
okay.
Sure.
Which we lose as we get older. So
great.
You know how when you get older, you don't like going on rides anymore?
Oh, you know, yes. Like
there's a connection there.
Like I vomit now when I do spinny rides with my kids. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, there's a word for it and I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's like proprioception. Yeah, strengthens your body/brain relationship to gravity. I think that's interesting.
Well, I need to start bouncing on a trampoline so I can ride all these rides with my kids.
You know, the great thing about it, it's really not that big for one. And you can put it right in front of the TV. And I hooked up my phone to the TV and watched YouTube.
Oh, sure. You saw the video. And then
I watched the video. I hooked it up to my TV. So I'm right there in the living room, have all the space I need, really, if I do wipe out. And it was great. It was really good. So I'm going to continue to do that.
That's great. I have to share, I was going to say, so I like to find NIH studies or just scientific studies that sometimes back what we're talking about. So I looked up, there's a study of the effects of a mini trampoline or rebounding exercise program on the body composition of overweight women. because I'm like, oh, I raised my hand, you know, here I am. And it did say that, like, it does appear that the overall effects are positive, and it has been a good training program, like through studies through NIH for overweight women. I'm like, well, there you go.
Okay. I know. There's all this research out there about these mini trampoline. I mean, where has this been? I don't know. You know, you think about it, I have not heard mini trampoline, okay?
You know, my kids got one, or I guess Charlie was probably 3 or 4, and my parents got her, my
so
sister,
did Adeline.
My parents, right?
Yep.
The mini trampoline with a handle. So, of course, that's what I'm picturing. Now, I know there's different things you need to look for when you buy a trampoline. So obviously if you weigh 250 pounds, you need a trampoline that's going to support your weight.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know, like, these were lit. I mean, it supported a child's weight, obviously, you know, so you would want one that would support your weight. So I never even tried hers, but the kids loved playing on it.
Mine supports up to, I think, 320 pounds.
Oh, okay. And that was
the one I got. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about the lymphatic system.
Okay, go
because
for it.
We had a podcast about it. All right, and this mini trampoline, it has an effect on that. The lymphatic system is the body's system that is responsible for immune function, okay, and fighting disease. It filters out poisons and waste products throughout your entire body.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Correct.
Okay, so
yes.
Our heart has a pump, but our lymphatic system does not. So
okay, yes.
This helps kind of move these toxins and waste through our body.
I mean, it's a natural way to help facilitate it, the detoxification.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an internal, this lymphatic system, I started to read more about it. It's very interesting. It's our internal cleansing system. I mean, this is important. Flush all these toxins and such out of our system. And rebounding helps that.
Obviously, for autoimmune, we all need to increase our immune system. You know, we all need to boost our immune system. And obviously that helps. I mean, I love this. It improves lung fitness. So even my lungs that are crappy, I mean, just the more you read. And then so the lungs for me, the lymphatic system for me, cardiovascular for all of us, the abdominal strength. I mean, there's just so many things you're listing. They're like ticking all the boxes of things that I could benefit from.
It's amazing. I mean, where has this been? The more I read about it and, you know, listen to some videos and such, I'm like, this is amazing. Everyone should have one of these at home. And like, you know, while you're watching TV, go rebound for 10 minutes. 10 minutes is nothing.
Right.
You don't have to be doing twisting, jumping, lift legging, arm moving. You don't even have to do that. They say just moving, not jumping, because your feet don't leave the trampoline.
Yeah. I think I'm just sold on this because right now my exercise is a little limited. So I do like the recumbent bike or swimming. I have, you know, my right knee is bone on bone. And I know you have issues with that too. So some like pounding on the pavement or the more stressful activity, I mean, it hurts. I was in the ocean last week, right? So I'm in the ocean and we're even just walking on sand where you're a little unstable. Yeah.
Yes.
So it hurt my knee. So I'm just sitting here thinking, my gosh, how cool could this be for so many parts of my body?
No, seriously.
Our listeners have to be like relating to this too.
Oh, I mean, go out and get one. I mean, I pulled up Amazon, or you could shop wherever, and they've got a million of them. Read the details on each one. Because like you said, some of them hold up to such and such a weight. Some of them have bars. Some of them don't. Some of them fold. Some of them don't. They even have like some, you know, those stretching exercise.
The
bands.
Yep.
So I got a band with mine.
Oh, okay.
I haven't used it yet. Okay.
Small steps. Just one thing at a time. One thing at a time.
I was thinking about just tying myself to the bar. so I don't fall off. I mean, I just think this is such a good idea. Now, especially during winter, right? When it's harder to get out.
Right. I will say, I did see somewhere where it said, in order to meet like the recommended calorie expenditure for weight loss, like, so if you're like trying to do trampolining, rebound exercising for weight loss, that you should do 32 minutes of higher impact a day.
32 now, minutes?
Yeah. So like a half an hour. So I don't even know where I read that. So like it was under pelvic exercises. It was an article under pelvic exercises, but you don't have to do 32 minutes to get all the benefits of rebounding. Obviously, like you said, 10 minutes here or there.
So when I did the video I did for 10 minutes, high intensity workout, she brings your heart rate up to a certain level, whatever. And then let's get our heart rate down. And then she started back up.
Okay.
So that's where you get the benefit.
Got it. Okay.
High-intensity workout.
So don't quote me on the 32-minute thing. I read it. I mean, I read it. It's in front of me here, but I don't know. Like, I can't say at what point you'll get more benefit, because I feel like just as long as you get on it, you're going to get benefits from it. So this was just specific to weight loss.
So that's okay. So maybe it's for calorie burning.
Right. A calorie burn thing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Did you find any negatives about rebound exercise? Did you see anything? The only thing I want to bring to attention, just because, you know, I am a women's health nurse practitioner. So I deal with female organs, the bladder, you know, things of that nature, but high impact can cause, it says, issues with urinary incontinence and some pelvic floor things. So again, we are not talking about high impact. So if you feel like you're at risk for like pelvic floor injury, I would definitely chat with maybe like your OB or a physician or something. A practitioner before starting. But I don't see what we're talking about, these mini trampolines, I don't see it being high intensity. It's just something to throw out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is supposed to strengthen your pelvic floor.
Right. I read that too. Absolutely. Yes. So I did see where like the low impact is good for pelvic floor strengthening. And then it was cautioning the high impact. So for what it's worth, something to, I guess, put in the back, tuck in the back of your mind.
You could probably do Kegels while you're on this thing. Right.
Oh, so listen, 10 minutes, or when you said you only have 10 minutes, do it in front of the TV. That is exactly what came to my mind, were the Kegels, because we would tell like patients, oh, when a commercial comes on, do Kegels. So when you said that earlier, that's right where my brain went to. That's so funny. I was thinking that too.
Yeah, that's the truth though.
Oh gosh, so this has been great.
This. Yes.
Yeah, this has been great.
I've learned a lot by researching this trampoline, even after I got it. I mean, I knew it had health benefits, but I even learned more after researching this. If you're out there listening to this and you're thinking about it, really think hard, because a lot of benefits.
Right. You know, it's funny how you're adventurous, you try things. So you think, oh, a trampoline could help. You're going to go do it. Like, you know, that's you, that's your personality. So you throw out this idea like, oh, I'm going to do this. And I'm like, well, let's talk about it. So then I go, just like you said, I go looking things up and I'm like, well, gosh, darn it. Like, this is perfect. Like, why isn't everyone doing it? So I think sometimes we stumble upon things and that are gems. And I think this is definitely one of them.
Yeah. And you know what? Running is not good for everybody. So this is a great way to get in 10 minutes of exercise that could help you tremendously in many, many areas.
Oh, from head to toe, from head to toe.
Yeah. You know, you could even pick your own color out. What color? So I got a red, there's like red trim on mine. I'm going to take a picture and put it on our page.
You have to. Okay. Let us see your trampoline with your bar, with your safety bar.
Yes. Yep.
No, this is good. I mean, it's definitely kind of, I think it's got to go on your to-do list, your wish list. I don't know. I think it's the benefits far outweigh the benefits of some other exercises.
All right, Tiffany, this is good. I hope that all of our listeners have had fun with this podcast, and I hope everyone stays healthy and go get your mini trampoline.
Absolutely. You know, thanks for joining us today. And Tressa, have fun. Keep trampolining.
I sure will.
I can't wait to see.
I can't wait to when you get yours. I know you're going to get one.
You know I'm going to. I'll put it by my recumbent bike. I'll have my recumbent bike and my rebounder, my trampoline. Yeah. And that'll provide a really good workout for me.
All right, everybody. All right.
Yes, have a great day. Until yes, next time.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Tressa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.